Good morning, Maggie.
I want you to do something for me this morning. It's not hard, I promise. Just think back to a time when you were scared, and I'll give you an example. I spent a bit of last summer in Pittsburgh participating in a fellowship opportunity at the seminary. Each week we would have different sorts of activities or gatherings, and one of these trips was kayaking. If you don't know this about me already, here lies one of my biggest fears, water. And I know it's a little silly, but I'm really just scared of big bodies of water, swimming in them or getting on any sort of watercraft, like a kayak. As you can imagine, when I learned that we would need to get on a kayak in a lake, I was terrified. So that's my fear, and now I hope you have one in your head, and I'm not gonna ask you to share, but now I want you to do something else. Think about how you overcame that fear. In today's scripture lessons, you're going to notice a commonality in both. Both the Israelites from Exodus and the disciples from Luke become scared of something that they witness. However, you'll soon see that this fear is but fleeting and that there was a hidden glory underneath. Just as when the Israelites were scared of Moses but came when they were called, and how the disciples were scared of the cloudiness but entered it anyway, so too can you be scared of something but decide to face it regardless. In Pittsburgh, I didn't manage to get into a kayak, but with a little push, I did get into a canoe. As we crossed the lake and walked through the tiny wooded island, I stood in awe of the glistening water and the way that the sun shone through the trees, turning our surroundings into a soft, fluorescent green. Nature's beauty was worth confronting my fear, just as the glory that precedes the fears of the Israelites and disciples outweighs theirs. So next time you're scared, hold this in the back of your mind. Is your fear going to hold you back from witnessing something unforgettable? And if so, is it worth missing because of it? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you professing our fears, not just our irrational ones, but the ones that hold us back from experiencing something glorious. With your help, we ask that you stand beside us as we break through our fears to uncover precious moments that we would otherwise have to lose because of them. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Anna.